You're listening to this week's sermon from Saanich Baptist Church in Victoria. To watch the sermon online or for more resources, head to saanichbaptist.org. Have a great week.
Camp is awesome, hey? Like, those promo videos are always like trying to highlight the best parts of camp, but as somebody who grew up going to camp and then worked at a camp, that is real. It is real life. And what I love about Camp Kiwanis and the other Bible camps that SBC is connected to is that it just gives this concentrated time where kids are kind of taken out of real life and the struggles of real life, and they're put into this kind of bubble where loving Jesus, following Jesus is cool and it's fun and it's what everyone's talking about. And you can't stay in that place forever, but it is in that place that real transformation can happen. Like, I think about my own life and those significant spiritual moments that I had at camp. And even on a Sunday, we've talked about how after the sermon, we do three songs because we just want to create that space for the Holy Spirit to be at work and for you to have the time to really process and listen. And that, I think, camp is kind of like the extended version of that. A week where kids hear truth and then they get to sit with it. I remember one summer when I was working at camp, I had the opportunity to lead a little girl, Maddie, to the Lord. And I kind of felt like I had stolen somebody else's joy because I hadn't walked with her. I just happened to be there for that moment where she decided to surrender her life and God transformed her. And that was so obvious to me. I had this like weird fear creep up inside of me when she had made the decision that it was like, is this real? And then I got to see it the rest of the week that what had happened, that decision she made wasn't just like a cognitive decision, but it was the Spirit of God entering into her life, and then it was going to be this ongoing transformative work in her heart. And so we've been talking about that transformative work as we've walked through Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. Yet last week, Ben was talking about this ministry, this new covenant ministry that Paul had been given, a covenant that wasn't written on stone like Moses had brought down from the mountain, but written on our hearts. It has this transformative power, and sometimes it's hard to comprehend what that actually means, but I think it's best understood in story. It's the stories that we just heard about camp. It's the story that of Maddie hearing and believing and that changing her life. It's Paul's own story of encountering Jesus on the way to Damascus and then that moment forever changing the trajectory of his life. It's your story, it's my story, it's hearing, it's believing and understanding, and then that ongoing work of discovery and wonder of what it means to have the gospel influence every part of our lives. And so this is the ministry, like thinking about camp, that's the ministry that Paul was given. It's the ministry that we get to take part in, like understanding the transformative work of God and then reaching out, going out, and inviting people to experience that same transformative work. And Paul was just so completely convinced of the power of the gospel. He was so in awe of God's grace that had been shown to him that he writes these words to the church in Corinth. We read about it in 2 Corinthians 4, starting in verse 1. He says, "Therefore, since we have this ministry because we were shown mercy, we do not give up. Instead, we have renounced secret and shameful things, not acting deceitfully or distorting the word of God, but commending ourselves before God to everyone's conscience by an open display of the truth." Paul, we know, would have had many valid reasons to give up. You don't even have to go outside of this letter to recognize that he has faced many difficulties. You remember in chapter 1, we read about his time in Asia, where it was so difficult that he became despairing of life itself. And then even this church that he loved, that he was serving, they had been doubting him. But He didn't give up because this combination of God's mercy that had been shown to him and this experience of his all-surpassing power.